Blog Talk Radio.
I'm sorry.
time. Wrong for me to feel this way. So excuse me if it's weird. When it's dark, some people fear it. I go near it. I can feel it. The sun just fell, and I know this feeling well. A change is taking place. My city's out of space, and I wonder who's gonna cry tonight? Who's gonna get fly tonight? Get drunk, get high tonight? And who's gonna die tonight? What is waiting on the other side of daytime? Feels like it's playtime. Hit these streets, still gotta beat me, put the mics off, they howl. Cali, baby, put your arms around me, baby,
and show me what it's made for. I like the sunshine,
yeah,
but I love the moonlight.
The freaks come out at night, the darkness is the right time
for us to do what we do.
Big hoodoo, the jinx.
Bad luck for the haters. All I'm doing is hoodooing at them somehow. Bad luck for the haters. Blaze the blunt up and let's take a little trip. Cruise with me like we riding on a ghost ship. Big hoodoo, black magic hex thrower. Christmas call, potion drunk, full-time smoker. Spirits of the dead, help me when I conjure spells. And show me how to send all my enemies to hell. Dark night. Pass me a lighter so I can set the world on fire and watch it burn like I soaked it in gasoline. Build an evil empire, rage against the machine. It's all a dream, nothing's real, it's a construct. So I do drugs, kill people and don't give a fuck. Don't worry about it though, nothing's gonna matter soon. They should have never let me loose out that padded room, but they did. So fuck what everybody thinks, I'ma introduce the world to the jinx.
Bad luck for the haters.
Niggas ain't used to me. I'm ruthless as fuck, like I was signed up by Eazy-E. I'm psychopathic, this wicked shit will never die. Wanna see? Take my hand and look into my eyes. Hail Mary, as you witness the apocalypse. Do I still exist or am I hanging from a crucifix? Tell me that you don't believe in the insanity. And all the things you hear me saying are just blasphemy. The jinx tell me got the whole world anticipating. I'm with the monster squad, this is my initiation. This is a warning to anyone that ever hated. You're all doomed and your bodies will be cremated. Hatchet Man representing all the missing links. Time to introduce the world to the jinx.
Bad luck for the haters.
All I'm doing is hoodooing at them somehow.
Competition and anybody in the spot I want. I'm bad luck to everybody listening and don't believe. And I'm bad luck to anybody standing in my fucking way.
Bad luck for the haters.
All I'm doing is hoodooing at them somehow.
Bad luck for the haters.
I'm here to introduce.
Up next, Boondocks, Stevie Madrox, Death of a Hater.
I'm a soul to hell and to heaven, I did my best. One love for family, the juggalos and fuck the rest. I'm tired of all these snakes and demons, leeches on the vein. I'm bled enough and now this bitch is about to feel my pain. You know you name the haters bitter with a point of view. Put them motherfuckers talking shit but never had a clue. Come with your attitude, cocksucker, fuck your life. I'll tie you to a chair and make you watch me fuck your wife. I'm just the type to catch you slipping like a bar of soap. I catch you while you're sleeping fast and then I stitch your throat. I watch you bleeding, gargle, choke you for your last breath. Then close the wound, apply some pressure to delay your death. See what it means, your whole existence don't mean shit to me. It ain't nothing but time to kill to make your history. And all you had to do was keep your fucking trap closed. But now you got your hands folded, clutched onto a single rose. Just close your eyes. Say your last goodbye.
Surviving off the infamy. Miss me with that, everybody wants me dead. Same old, and switch my hatchet to a target hanging off my cable. If you criticize my fashion, you faggot like Tim Gunn. I'm a juggalo scrub, established since day one. So kill the hater, replicate a distant with a foul tongue. Take my magic marker and blacken his fucking left lung. With my box cutter, I'ma cut his eyes wide. And put broken pieces of mirror, replacing both his eyes. Got a demon inside that's been along for the ride since the release of my first LP back in 95. Ever since that day, I've been embracing the hate and basically not giving a fuck what none of y'all say. So fuck your bitches, black flowers up on your casket. You get what you deserve, burning hell, hating bastards.
Just close your eyes. Say your last goodbye. Looking like a trailer hitch. Come to your hood with goons and snatch you out your trailer, bitch. Put on your knees and close your eyes, wait for the execution. Some call this first degree, but I call it my retribution. You had your chance to keep it sun and now you're in the rain. I be the scarecrow, but you the one who missing brains. I put the barrel to the bone and now your skull fucked. 2 times 11 till you don't and now you're out of luck. So many times I spent just dwelling, thinking of the day. Up to the point I sit for hours thinking of a way to make you suffer, make your blood spill like the wine. 6 feet up underneath the ground, have you smelling pine. It's how we do a punk bitch with a faucet mouth. Lost in the woods that you discovered by a boy scout. Stupid little motherfucker, what was you thinking? Now your body in the bushes, life is rotten, nothing's saying. Just close your eyes.
Y'all, Rebel Gator, Bit If I Died.
You are now listening to the sounds of DJ TC.
The people that hate on you when you're alive are the same ones that praise you when you're gone. Because they don't appreciate what they have until it's gone. The difference is, when I'm gone, I still remain because I'm a motherfucking legend.
Bit If I Died.
All you motherfuckers that done did me wrong
will break down and cry,
and act like you love me all along.
Then I wouldn't be surprised
if I look down from heaven and I seen you reaching out for me.
But your love is a lie.
That your love is a lie.
So I don't give a fuck how you feel about me.
I'm so fed up trying to keep my head up after people try to knock me down. Cause no one sticks around when the times get hard. I'm falling apart and no one knows it but God. I got knives in my heart from the people I love. So much hatred in my life, I don't know who to trust. Can't discuss how I feel, cause they don't understand. I'm a stand-up, hard-working, hell of a man. They pray for me to fall so they can kick me, bash me and wish me the worst. They envy everything that I've earned, now I'm empty. I don't deserve for them to diss me. Bet if I died, they miss me. How can this be? I think I'm going mad, fighting back with every ounce of strength that I have. Talk bad about me and I will prove you wrong. Don't appreciate me, so I wrote this song. It goes,
bet if I died.
All you motherfuckers that done did me wrong
will break down and cry,
and act like you love me all along.
Then I wouldn't be surprised
if I look down from heaven and I seen you reaching out for me.
But your love is a lie.
That your love is a lie. So I don't give a fuck how you feel about me. When you look me in my eyes and you holler for help, I handed you my heart, but I should've known better. I weathered the storm, weathered sunshine, weathered it for. I fell for whatever you swore. I never been the type of man or woman can love. I never been the type of man or woman to trust. I ain't falling for your lies, that will never be a us. If you hear wedding bells ringing, then you got me fucked up. Bitch, I hope you die and tell me I'm evil. Love is a horror flick, I'm living the sequel. Hurt people, hurt people. And you wonder why I hurt people. Cause I hurt people. I don't wanna fucking cuddle, I'm troublesome. Hard head and stubborn, what's the point in wasting love on a woman when in the end she'll be fucking your friends or fucking you out again. All that soulmate talk is pretend.
Cause I'm bit if I die.
All you motherfuckers that have did me wrong
will break down and cry,
and act like you love me all along.
Then I wouldn't be surprised
if I look down from heaven and I seen you reaching out for me.
But your love is a lie.
That your love is a lie.
Give a fuck how you feel about me.
Tell me a soldier, party in my way. Put my casket up with money in a bad heaven age. Give a speech about hate, I reminisce in my life. Load a hearse on 30s and sit as high as a kite.
This word left, swerve right.
Take my funeral procession to second that traffic and raise havoc for the cops. Bust blocks through the hocks and stop and say a prayer for a baller. Then let the subwoofers knock.
Don't you know it's top dollar?
Tell my mama I'm good. And spray paint my name through the hood. Let it be understood that I'm the motherfucking greatest. And I never gave two flying fucks about the haters.
You better tell them about Gato.
I never backed down. I went against the odds and retained my crown. I never showed fear. Let's get one thing clear. I ain't going nowhere. So go on and hate me while I'm here. Cause I'm
bit if I die.
All you motherfuckers that have did me wrong
will break down and cry,
and act like you love me all along.
Then I wouldn't be surprised
if I look down from heaven and I seen you reaching out for me.
But your love is a lie.
That your love is a lie.
So I don't give a fuck how you feel about me.
Alright, y'all, let's see what's up next for y'all. Beastmaster. Wait, the Shangri-La.
Who are you? It's the Grim Reaper, dude. How's it hanging, Death?
You may challenge me to a contest, but if you lose, you will remain here in the afterlife forever.
What if we win?
No one has ever won.
You wanna know what it's like when you die? We'll get to that. Don't get ahead of the track. You have nothing but time. Get the answer to your question at the end of the road. Death consumes us all, tell me something I didn't know. Faced with challenges since we were savages. Seems like yesterday, that's how bad it is. Staring at the hourglass, tripping on the fallen sand. One vicious cycle after another for the common man. BSTMSTR, survival of the fittest. Other end of the spectrums when the Reaper visits. But I'm confident I'm gonna die, there's no stopping it. And I can feel a hard drive with all my thoughts on it. Just like how they say every day we're dying since our birth. Time may have a deadline, but it's my time that I spend on her. Under closer inspection, self-analysis and contemplation. Open mind, blind faith in karma, journey versus destination. And there's no Top Gun instructor to prepare you for this. You got to wing it on your one-way trip down the river Styx. Don't wander aimlessly through life like a cold machine. Grab some fucking focus and tackle your wildest dreams. Searching for the ultimate prize for your entire lives. Family, fortune, freedom, or fame. Fucking pie in the sky. Rather be happy and healthy than rotten and filthy. Yo, I'm going to Shangri-La. If it kills me.
This is for the few.
Countless close encounters with massive amounts of hardships and hard knocks, but slow and steady progress keeps our species out the tar pits. And each and every one of us can feel it in our stomachs. Death is hovering above us, so there ain't no need to rush it. Yo, I'm not immortal, though I'd love to be, if not just for the fact that I've got unaccomplished goals to hit, so count on me to keep the pedal to the metal. Never settle for the second best of what potentially's coming to me before my death. We all know our days are numbered, and some more than others wonder what it takes to make or break efforts to cross through pearly gates. Probably not what I envision, something someone else predicted. If they reach enlightenment, then are simply sifted through the bullshit. Righteous, wicked vision, vivid catalyst for better living. On an even playing field, praying forgiveness for our sinning. Ultimately could be the big difference between you and me. Takes every bit of energy I have to keep my sanity. Maybe you're aging gracefully or wasting your youth away. There's always a price to pay when it comes to judgment day. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Brownie points for living longer. But everybody dies, that's right, even if you die harder. When I get to Shangri-La, assume the sail. I'll see you there drinking blue ribbon beer out of the Holy Grail. Never die alone, say goodbye to anxiety. Unparalleled camaraderie for an eternity. Every sense of the word and rhino skin for everyone, so no one's feelings get hurt. And no one needs a ghetto pass. In fact, ghettos be a thing of the past, as well as first class at last. Something to look forward to. Life sucks and then you die, laughing so hard that you cry. Don't let it pass you by.
I'm not gonna sit up here and explain what every Joker's card is and what it means, because you guys already know that. And by me sitting up here at this Juggalo gathering and trying to do that would be like insulting y'all. If there's somebody in the room that don't know what it means, you're in the wrong fucking place.
When I get to Shangri-La, the atmosphere will give me chills while my consciousness absorbs a plethora of ninja skills. When I get to Shangri-La, I'm a bask in all the glory of my brand new custom-made Corvette that mobile waiting for me. When I get to Shangri-La, I'ma rig the lottery and watch the fortunes fall into the laps of friends and family. When I get
get to Shangri-La. I'ma look up Randy Rhoads, take some private guitar lessons, then break all Da Vinci's codes. When I get to Shangri-La, my Nirvana in the sky, reunited with my dog and finally meet the butterfly. When I get to Shangri-La, all theories will be confirmed, like being born with the knowledge took me my whole life to learn. When I get to Shangri-La, I'll be thinking, damn, I knew it, at my welcome party thrown by everyone who beat me to it. When I get to Shangri-La, I'm a freestyle in the sky on a custom hoverboard just like my man Marty McFly.
This is for the few. 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 The race exhibit of Shangri-La.
Let's see here, what next to play for y'all motherfuckers, and if you don't tune the fuck in, here we go with Dark Lovers in Bloom.
We in bloom, many thoughts we arranging, pollen's everywhere, that's the reason that we're changing. Flourishing, thriving in the new times, taking lives, nobody survives. You got your hatchet going in the sky, five petals appear right before your eyes. Don't get attached to your head like a neck, cause I'll disconnect, Dark Lovers in effect.
Rise out the water, birth the book's worst nightmare, those petals blowing, take shape, stomping the night air. Hear the guy that we can expand, didn't nobody care,
till they see the shadows creeping out of your skin.
Gone but not forgotten, they thought they leave us riding with the crosses on their faces. As a symbol of the doubt, trying to dark lotus return. The reason is the word. The season for the shepherd is now to lead the herd.
This is the returning. Everything you've tried to bury in between a patch of roses makes a loaded pride. Loaded pride. Wind of deadly ages makes the blood drip down the pages. In between the dying roses makes a loaded pride. Loaded pride.
Flourishing underneath the rays of the moon. Change about the rains that bloom. The five disciples of the lotus cross rise up from the swamp, seaweed, and moss. The time has come, our return is evident. Straight out of hell's hole or heaven sent, we in bloom. The haunting of the flower. Throw your DLs high and feel power.
Metamorphosized by most change. I survive in the dark with no rain. Chemical imbalance embedded inside of my brain. And all I can think of is how to continue to strain. I'm a listening to path stones, hoping to latch on to pollinate anything with a mask on. Black rose is a sign of your death. Well, the sight of the lotus means death to the rest.
This is the returning. Everything you've tried to bury in between a patch of roses makes a loaded pride. Loaded pride. Wind of deadly ages makes the blood drip down the pages. In between the dying roses makes a loaded pride. Loaded pride.
Loaded pride.
But I'm not a corpse, of course. I'm a lotus in full blown. Petals made up of onyx to shoot through the dirt to regenerate. And sunlight flourish to bring doom upon unsuspecting affection to grow slow. In the depths of the stagnant water down below, somewhere where the lights don't shine at all, we awaiting the watery tomb for them to call.
Up next, that's what we say as Messiah.
I'm away when I'm asked to.
like John Lennon in the 70s. Dead celebs a movement, you're the student.
It's time to change the world, kid.
Here's the blueprint. Something smells like teen spirit. Like the ghost of Kurt Cobain wrote these lyrics and forced America to listen. With a million angry misfits screaming, fuck the system. I'm the pain in Axl Rose's diary. That's why an appetite for destruction lives inside of me. I'm not your typical lyricist, acting gangster and selling on appearances. They need to take a musicology class. So thank God their prince has finally come back to save us from the whack, watered down free sideshow of the anti-American teen idol.
Surgeon, changing music into a different person. I took his face and changed it, replaced it surgically, verbally gave it a facelift. Now it's some new shit, we call it blood music, but there's celeb bands who can relate to it. So let the games begin. You either turn with the world or you watch it spin. If your dreams were stolen by a liar, then steal it back like your name was Winona Ryder. Don't be afraid, be stronger, divide and conquer. Come out swinging like God's Fest concerts. Time's up, I'm calling you to rise up. No, walking blind with your eyes shut. Find a message hidden in these chapters. Like Black Sabbath records playing backwards.
Move out the way when I'm passing through.
I got
head to the front and the back of you.
I got
the world in my hands, you can have it too.
I got two middle fingers and they pointing at you. Game. I'm in between Grand Theft Auto and Max Payne. I'm the magic in the hands of David Blaine. Spit so much blood, I leave this microphone stained.
I'm on camera spiders, spinning webs of hatred. Welcome to the wonderful world of entertainment, where stars are born and celebrities tell lies. The revolution will now be televised.
Up next, Isham. Boom.
Detroit listeners out there, you better be sure to stop by Galaxy Club, where there's a freestyle, super fly, fresh contest going on tonight. If you got the skills, you better get your hip-hop ass on down here. We got DJ Clue.
Mortification is my next demonstration. I'd ask you for a light, pumping gas at the station. Here's my situation. I hate many people, so I hear no, see no, say no evil, just like Knievel. Leave you headless, bloody mess, like you was riding a Ducati. Lottie Dottie broke every bone in your body. I'm not sorry, I probably murder you for just telling me do what he say. Kill the DJ, fuck what he play. Mayday, mayday, boom, boom. Blood's all over the room. I bust your bitch like a witch
I'm like a Molly Toss cocktail. Breaking out your wall, I'm setting shit off. I blow your lid off, your body ball. You don't need a luminol, I'm leaving blood everywhere. And I'm aiming for the head and hair of everybody there. I'm like a grasshopper, quick to jump, I'm spreading my wings. You say the wicked shit will die, I say you flag and see it big. And all you bitches know I'm gangster, don't ask me to dance. I might say panic, pull the cat and blow your pussy out your pants. It's the wicked shit, it's C&J, it's hotter than hell. And every devil's night we hunt them down and slaughter these well. I take the moose gun and shed your blood and blow it out your back. Turn and face the camera where your hatchet's at. Throw them up, y'all.
Coming in, grab my gun again. They told me he was one of them, so I done him in. A killer's on the hunt again. Smoke my gun again. Fatality finished them. I won again. Repent is my vengeance, so I'm not sentenced 100 years. It's burning my ears, and blood is mixed with my tears. Fear. My sounds get rid of them. Drive-bys and wheelchairs. All you see is smoke in the air, cause we don't care.
Pretty Green, Crimson Red.
Alright, man. I wrote the song while I was taking a shit, bro. Please don't make me actually unleash on you. Stop running your fucking mouth, man.
No, Nick, I know originality's challenging, and you're balancing how to be fake as fuck like a calibre. No one fucking around with me. Get you stuck with the flowers, be I'll be up if you challenge me. Getting fucking way wild as me. Fuck around and see. I got a squadron of killers and they surrounded me. You got a woman, you pillage and beat her down and she fucked every clown in the village and so she's bound to be taking home some syphilis kisses for your devouring. See, I'm a ruthless invader, you only ruthless on paper. I'll leave you toothless with some bruises to savor. You're losing your flavor when juggalos ain't fooled by your hater. You might get drug off in the dungeon with contusions and razors. I'm ruling like Vader, you never met a lyricist as real as this. So pop another pill and smoke a rocket, be feeling this. But watch out for the steel, cause I'll be cocking the realest shit and leave you on the block with no more awkward appearance. I'll leave you crimson red, you ain't the king of shit. I bet you filled with dread, cause what I bring is sick. But you'll get filled with red, or maybe stained with dick. I take back what I said, you the king of bitch. I'll leave you crimson red, you ain't the king of shit. I bet you filled with dread, cause what I bring is sick. But you'll get filled with red, or maybe stained with dick. I take back what I said, you the king of bitch. You in the jungle, nigga, ain't fooling nobody. And you don't wanna rumble, trigger, fumble, and so sloppy. So if you talking shit, I'll crumble your whole body and leave you in the dark abyss of stumbling cold copy. Say you a juggalo and ain't even want it. You're talking shit about the knife, but instead you're claiming you want it. You say you hot, but you a lame and you flaunt it. You sounded like a bitch to me, a little dame with a bonnet. You little pussy, bo peep, I'll put you in a cold sleep. And you'll be choking on your blood, you won't be counting no sheep. You're about as wicked as a pound of cold seat. And you get pounded by a thousand men surrounded balls deep. Not to find the figure, just an old creep. I caught him macking on 13-year-old bitches through closed teeth. You say you sick, but I'm sicker than most freeze. And I'll admit you, you're a victim, I'm whipping them, no peace. I'll leave you crimson red, you ain't the king of shit. I bet you're filled with dread, cause what I bring is sick. But you'll get filled with red, or maybe stained with dick. I take back what I said, you the king of bitch. I'll leave you crimson red, you ain't the king of shit. I bet you're filled with dread, cause what I bring is sick. But you'll get filled with red, or maybe stained with dick. I take back what I said, you the king of bitch. What can I say about this pissy little homo with no soul, who'd rather suck a dick or throw a low blow? He paints a picture of a crack addicted broke hoe. So cold, you'd rather fuck his sister on the low pro. You get so twisted on the cap of fifth of so cold. With no clothes, he grabbed a fag and kicked him down his throat hole. And everybody is just wishing he would go home with no phone and put the pistol to his head and blow chrome. He need assistance, let me slip him in a chokehold. He's so close, but he just keeps on pissing on his own flow. If we can lift him up, we'll flip him out the window. Revenge ho, I bet you didn't think that it would end slow. And if I wanted coward flu, then I would just devour you. A thousand tombs are waiting for you, Nick, I think I found a few.
then we the fucking dick and suck up on the thousand dudes arousing you, you little bitch. I hope your mama's proud of you. I'll leave you crimson red, you ain't the king of shit. I bet you feel with dread, cause what I bring is sick. But you'll get filled with red, or maybe stained with dick. I take back what I said, you the king of bitch. I'll leave you crimson red, you ain't the king of shit. I bet you feel with dread, cause what I bring is sick. But you'll get filled with red, or maybe stained with dick. I take back what I said, you the king of bitch.
God damn it, man. Nick fucking G, the King Crimson. Whatever the fuck you're calling yourself today, man. It's Freddy fucking Gein. You know where the fuck I stay at. You know where the fuck my people stay at, bro. Stop making me fucking laugh at you, dude. For real, man. Don't nobody fucking take you seriously, bro. You was fucking sucking dick for fucking two soups and half a bite of cold cook up in the pan, bitch. I seen your fucking old lady at the club the other night shaking her fucking ass. I threw a Buffalo Nick at the bitch and she sucked my dick for 45 minutes. I hope it helps you pay your fucking rent money, bro. On some real shit. You're a fucking bitch, bro. You look like you jack off with Icy Hot. Fuck out my face.
Up next, Disturbed, old friend.
Yeah.
up next, Billy Idol, Super Overdrive.
In the devil's playground with an idle mind, straight up, ready to go, announce the time. Does it still have the magic? Yes, it does. He'll be famous just because. Just because.
Train right now.
Nope. Playing the game.
Are you on a train?
Nope.
What the hell is that noise?
Playing Infamous 2.
Oh. Well, that's fun.
Yeah, man, I finally got to a whole new level.
Oh, I thought you were going to say a whole new world.
Yeah, no.
Thought you were about to pull in an Aladdin right here.
Yeah, no Aladdin allowed.
Why? Is are you too old for that?
Yes.
Too old for Aladdin, but watch the Pokemon.
Yes.
He doesn't like people to talk. He only likes animals to say their names over and over again.
Exactly.
Like, I mean, who wouldn't like an animal that just goes, Pikachu, for half an hour?
That's true.
Now, if they say more than that, I'll be a little more impressed. But that'll never happen.
No, no, it won't.
Exciting, man.
My bad, man.
You need to calm it down.
Nah, this is the fact that I'm going to another level, and tomorrow I'll be getting Infamous 1, and you said there's a third one, right?
I'm guessing. It's called Infamous Blood Festival or some shit.
Yeah, I'll find out what that is once I get it.
I don't know how you get your hands on that one, but there is something that is called that.
You know, you got a little bit when people on Facebook decide to bury themselves.
They decide to bury themselves? Where are they? Triple H?
I don't know. Marry themselves.
How the fuck do you marry yourself?
I don't know. Fucking Destiny fucking made her made a second page, and she married her second page.
Doesn't she have a boyfriend?
I guess not anymore.
Well, that's a bit odd.
Yeah.
Well, I'd marry myself too, but that would just be awkward.
Isn't that awkward that she's marrying herself?
Well, she's a chick. I guess anything is possible there.
Yeah, I guess.
What are you looking through your news feed? Says Ghetto G married Ghetto G. You know. A little out there.
Yeah, definitely is. I think we're putting quits for the game for now since I've been playing it since I got home.
I saw that picture that Flower Child posted talking about this could be us, but you like white guys. I would use the same picture, except this could be us, but you like black guys. Goes out to all them white bitches out there, you know.
Yeah. So did you see that video that I sent you? Well, put it on your page last night?
Man, I've already seen that damn video. It's a dude with some fucking heels and shit on his hands and whatnot. Yeah,
fucking himself.
Yeah.
That's the first time I've ever even seen that one.
So this damn kid that was in that Bad Grandpa movie, apparently he's really famous now, because now he's on TV shows and shit.
All because he was in Bad Grandpa with Johnny Knoxville.
Yeah, like what the fuck? He's in one movie.
Well, if that's the case, but I think me and you should try getting a movie with fucking Johnny Knoxville, because then we'd be famous.
I know, right? Like, fucking give us a little role in a movie.
Yeah.
It'd be like extras in The Walking Dead or something.
Oh, yeah. That'd definitely give a whole new boost to Juggalo Rider Radio.
It would do something.
Like, you're famous? I'm calling in the Juggalo Rider Radio.
Well, and so then, there were times where people actually did think we were kind of, you know, famous.
Yeah, I remember that, but that was back on MySpace.
But now, ain't nobody give two shits.
Yeah.
It's like, what? You got fucking famous people on your show? I'm going to go to bed.
Yeah, right.
So the question is, did you watch ICP Theater yesterday?
I watched it after JR. I fell asleep to that shit.
So did you enjoy seeing Gwar on there?
Yeah, man, I've seen older stuff on it. It was kind of interesting. I think come on, man, like, did you see the fucking look on KG's fucking face, like, the minute fucking he came out? He was like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah, it was funny. He's like, people compare our bands, and I don't know why. What is that? They gotta be a black guy.
Yeah, that's MVP.
Man, he can't say that. Be a Butler, Bola Dean, whatever the fuck he does. He can't say that shit.
Why not?
Because, man, she got shit for saying nigga. And now it's just a joke for everyone else. I don't understand.
Yeah.
Why was it not okay for her to say that, but it's all right for everybody to make fun of that?
Now, how far am I along with this? So. Man, Rockstar Spuds would get his ass knocked out by fucking MVP. He runs like a bitch. Gotta love this fucking show, though. I mean, so far, you know, since the MVP arrived, things have gotten very interesting.
He's been there for a day.
Well, yeah, but things have still gotten very, very interesting around here.
And nobody gives a fuck about MVP.
So I wonder how... I wonder how Shaggy felt about having fucking Otis's ass in his face the entire time.
Well, he's always had to deal with some gay shit on there, so I'm sure he really doesn't like that.
I mean, come on. Fucking Otis and the rest of Gwar are the only band that goes out in fucking thong.
And all that other shit that they wear.
Oh, yeah. It's like, what the fuck?
I never really got into Gwar.
Damn it, Echo Endless. Why be at a nightclub when you could be putting up some new pictures of yourself and Tinny Fox?
Nightclub? What, is she performing?
They went to church nightclub, I guess.
Church nightclub? Those words shouldn't go together.
Yeah, right. Oh, never mind.
Does that work?
I don't know. Never mind. This is back when Echo Windows had small tits.
Back when she had small tits? She had small tits?
Yeah.
When the hell was that?
Okay, well, no. Here, I'll show it to your wall.
You seem very amazed.
The fact that she had small tits, yes. Well, I'll only show it to your wall because of the privacy thing, so I'll just steal it off of her page.
What the hell page is it on?
It was tagged by Foxbot, a.k.a. Teeny.
That's because she was posting up pictures of her without no makeup on earlier.
Even without makeup, she probably looks sexy as fuck.
And not that one picture I saw.
I'll have to go check that one out.
But I don't know, this chick working at Target tonight, man, she was fine as fuck, though.
Hell yeah, bud. I bet. Must have been talking about Tara.
I wasn't actually talking about her, but she just so happens to work at Target, too.
Now, was this on her personal page? Apparently. Now, let's see if we can find those pictures of her with no makeup. You know, I'm still waiting for her to fucking add me.
Damn, she didn't add you yet?
Nah. It's funny because of the fact she fucking, like, I can see everything she's posting, and she's always on, but she just doesn't add me yet.
It's because you're following her when you add her, or request to add her, or anybody.
There, I resent the request. But it was her personal page that she was posting on pictures of her with no makeup, right? Or was that her other page, the teeny page?
I don't know. One of them. I'm guessing it's the like page.
Let me go check it out. Try that then.
She don't ever post anything on that personal page.
Sometimes she does. Hell yeah, it's going to be interesting to see her as fucking Super Mega Force. But, let's see. There we go. I think this is it. I see one picture that's her, her and her fucking Power Rangers shirt versus Spider-Man.
Yeah, that's not it.
Well, then she wasn't taking them down.
I don't fucking know. It's really not that important.
Man, I want to see her without makeup. Damn it, Echo, put some new fucking pictures up there.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
But she still has, Jimmy has the same two that's been up there.
Now, how do all these other people print up pictures? Jeez, man.
I don't know.
Like them people, man, they print up their fucking pictures. They take a picture and then boom. They're fucking all printed out and shit.
Yeah, right? Maybe I'll buy a fucking
poster of Kelly Kelly this time around.
What, off her website?
Yeah.
Well, why don't you buy them all for 40 cents?
That's what I'm... Well, $40.
Plus $7 shipping.
Yeah, for 47.
I just said this. You get 3 8x10s and you get 2 big-ass posters.
Yeah. Maybe we can do that.
Or you could buy her calendar.
Is she naked in the calendar?
No, she ain't fucking naked. Well, it's like half naked and shit, but like not fully. Like, you know, she's like on a beach or something, you know, like naked, but covering her titties and shit.
That's not fun. But damn it, Timmy, I want to see the pictures of you with no makeup. Maybe she put them up as a, no fucking folder.
I don't know. I think it was that fucking Throwback Thursday bullshit.
Well, no idea. But I definitely think she should fucking sell all these fucking Power Rangers pictures, like, pictures that she's done as posters, because, man, she makes one sexy as Ranger. Ooh, tiny for teeny. Must be talking about that mask. I don't think anything is too tiny for teeny here. I mean, if it was, I ain't got no problem with that.
I don't know. Why don't you play a fucking song?
Sounds good. It would be nice if they added like a random button up on here, so we, you know, just play like a random track.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Maybe I should make that suggestion to them. Add random buttons, that way we could play a random track. Not that they'll listen. But here we go, Cut Calhoun, that's my word.
Seven on the beat. Black gold. Black gold. You know, a wise man once told me, you tell somebody you're gonna do something, you need to make sure you do it. And I just wanna let everybody know that I love, and everybody I appreciate has been looking out for me. A couple of things from my heart, like this, yeah.
I know I made a lot of money since I've been on, but you been around since times was poor. No one I ever met's been behind me more. I'm here to let you know that what's mine's is yours. Hey, that's my word, that's my word, that's my word, that's my word. Say, that's my word, that's my word, that's my word, that's my word.
Since the beginning, it could have been you, but it was me. We were inseparable, managed the way we ran the streets. I give my life for you just as easy as you for me. Thank God this music was in us, now we can chase our dreams. We ran to the booth to rap, it was a hideaway. 24-7, Monday through Sunday was our escape. But I got on and I ain't forgot about my longtime friend, who would kill him just for looking at me wrong. So, if I'm on top, then we on the top, call it even Steven. Got more belief in my nigga than what they had in Jesus. And with that said, just know every step brings us closer, Jeezy, to what we striving for, nigga, but let's say rest in peace.
I know I made a lot of money since I've been on, but you been around since times was poor. No one I ever met's been behind me more. I'm here to let you know that what's mine's is yours. Say, that's my word, that's my word, that's my word, that's my word. Say, that's my word, that's my word, that's my word, that's my word.
For a second without you and my daughter, I would have made it this far and let alone even farther. Since I've been rich, all my life has blossomed, my blessings came. Got me the family I never had, what a precious thing.
everything's okay. And I've been so ordained, because through the struggle and pain, I'm rich from happiness. Truly, no money is not a thing. Hey, whether I'm rich or poor, a Casey strip of porridge, what I got left in the balance is principles and morals. And I would never put nothing before what I adore. So that's a promise I plan to keep signed, truly yours.
I made a lot of money since I've been on, but you've been around since times was poor. No one I ever met's been behind me more. I'm here to let you know that what's mine is yours. Hey, that's my word, that's my word, that's my word, that's my word. Say, that's my word, that's my word, that's my word, that's my word.
Hey, to every fan accumulated these years in the making, know your support is what kept me on to achieve the greatest. I stand to chase it, no longer sketchy, I feel complacent. We'll never sell out, cause what I offer has no replacement. So I'm off, without a worry on my mind, and with the push from all of you, it ain't no need to look behind. I sit down and rearview mirror, time to focus on my drive. It's the blood inside of you to keep the heart of me alive. Don't think for a second you're not considered a well-respected. When I give my mama a house for a Mother's Day present, when she accepts it, I'll tell her the fans said welcome. And that goes double for me, so don't you ever forget.
I made a lot of money since I've been on, but you've been around since times was poor. No one I ever met's been behind me more. I'm here to let you know that what's mine's is yours. Hey, that's my word, that's my word, that's my word, that's my word. Say, that's my word, that's my word, that's my word, that's my word.
And we're back.
Oh, I am?
Yeah. I hate saxophone players.
You hate what?
Saxophone players.
Well, that wasn't random or anything.
No, man, one of my missions in this game is to fucking go after motherfuckers, who, like fucking street performers and shit like that.
Is this the
same
game? Yeah. Man, it doesn't even sound like it has to be a part of this game.
Yeah, right?
You got that going on. You're fucking shooting pigeons.
Yeah. A really random game.
Like, I don't remember doing any shit like that in the first one.
Yeah, this is a very random game right now. You're dead. But yeah, I don't know what the hell fucking any of this has to do with anything for this game, but apparently attacking the fucking street performers is part of the job. Very weird and very random fucking mission. So, street performers about to die. All because of the fact Zeke does not like fucking street performers. Okay, bitch, stop cheering on me. Thank you. I'll get the fuck out of my face. Yeah, apparently you gotta do a lot of shit in order to fucking, well, apparently become good again. So right now I'm evil.
To be good again?
Yeah.
Well, you either stick with the bad side or you go to the good side, right?
Yeah, but unfortunately it takes forever to get back to the good side. Once you're evil, man, Jack, you got to do some good.
Yeah, it does take a while to get back to that.
I mean, yeah, it's fun killing the cops and shit, but it's gonna get annoying, too. Because they just start fucking shooting at your ass. Come on, motherfucker. Let me just do my fucking damn job. And save your asses.
The phenomenon has struck more towns and cities since the Empire event, all with the same devastating results. According to its current path, the threat is likely to bypass our nation's capital over the weekend. But President Navarro stated that he isn't taking anything for granted. Washington, D.C. has been placed on high alert, with over 5,000 National Guard reserves standing by, ready to offer disaster aid or military defense if need be.
God damn it, you damn fucking police. Appear to the cop and go away. The fuck?
Well, duh.
And kill them. Which is fun, but it'd be nice, you know, to be good again so they don't have to keep fucking firing on me when they see me.
Wanna be star. Can't
such being, it can't be me, and I'm so damn fire, you can't beat me. Super cute, I'm extra special, I'm so damn hot, I'm on alien levels. Can't touch me and you can't see me, and I'm so damn fire, you can't beat me. Super cute, I'm extra special, I'm so damn hot, I'm on alien levels. Can manifest anything, the law of attraction. I rap about millions and it just happens. Pockets full of cash, built in class. John Cena's my stalker, he's obsessed with my ass. Living in dreams while you struggle through night. You nip outside of bed and I win every fight. Fuck Awesome Kong in the Big Show too, cause I knock him on the rats with the 1-2-1-2. I fought and won, that you never seen. Got underground bunkers with alien schemes. I'm a Green Beret in the CIA. Don't try to crush me, you'll be MIA. My mission is to win and I don't care. Rim a rhyme so simple, let me make it clear. Keep on hitting cause you ain't got nothing near. I'm Miss Perfection. Can't touch me and it can't see me, and I'm so damn fire, you can't beat me. Super cute, I'm extra special, I'm so damn hot, I'm on alien levels. Can't touch me and you can't see me, and I'm so damn fire, you can't beat me. Super cute, I'm extra special, I'm so damn hot, I'm on alien levels. They all love me, they all wanna be me, and I'm so damn perfect, ain't no touching me. I'm a superstar, I'm super special, you can't touch me, I'm above your level. I'm super duper, I'm super fly. I taught Jimmy Smoker that move, don't lie. These side titties and a big fat ass, yeah, selling your soul, it'll buy you that. I'm moving armies while you roller coasting. I'm Cleopatra while you're living hopeless. Taking over lands, I got Napoleon syndrome. I was pulled from heaven to do God's business. They worship me, they live through me. I'm the highest. I'm in the stars, I'm universal, yo, I lived on Mars. I could go forever, fuck 16 bars. Can't touch me and you can't see me, and I'm so damn fire, you can't beat me. Super cute, I'm extra special, I'm so damn hot, I'm on alien levels. Can't touch me and you can't see me, and I'm so damn fire, you can't beat me. Super cute, I'm extra special, I'm so damn hot, I'm on alien levels.
And we are back.
Man, what the fuck? Are you serious?
Man, like, I had to send her a second fucking friend request just for her to fucking to add me.
I see. Well, there you go. Are you happy now? You fucking crybaby?
Hell yeah. But no, it's just funny because like, I had to send her like 2 fucking friend requests just for her to fucking add me. What the fuck?
Well, she could have clicked she didn't know you and you could have been blocked for another 30 days.
Yeah, no. I haven't been blocked in forever now. Thank God.
Yeah, it's because you don't add anybody. That's the safe thing. Because I don't add nobody anymore either. It's not even worth it. But I did,
yeah,
I did see somebody else was bitching about how they're in Facebook jail now. So so fuck you.
I still wonder what the hell the deal with her and her that chicken is though.
That was her pet.
Does she live on a farm?
No.
Then why the hell does she have a pet chicken?
I don't know. I don't think she has it anymore.
I'm still curious about why the fuck she has a pet chicken. Why she had a pet chicken in the first place?
Some people just like crazy animals to have.
Well, yeah. I got some crazy animals myself. I got some crazy cats.
You have cats. That's not crazy.
I got a cat that knocked down fucking clothes hampers. What the fuck you talking about?
Well, my fucking cat knocks over my lamp. So what? Oh, and along with everything else that you can.
I'm going to be a smart ass to fucking Whitney and be like, hey, Whitney, your city's fucking amazing.
Like, yeah, I'm really enjoying that CD.
Yeah.
Like, for real, man, it better be here today, yo.
But even though it hasn't gotten here yet. I mean, come on. She sent them out on the, like, last fucking Friday. A week ago.
Yeah, well, she didn't send them out until, you know, days after we ordered them.
Yeah.
So, I mean, for her first sale on doing, you know, shit isn't going too well.
Yeah, no.
Think she's better off with just the free stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm putting, yeah, Whitney, that CD's amazing. I'm really enjoying it, even though it hasn't gotten here yet.
Why to be a dick?
Yeah, well, I mean, come on, but, like, you know, it should have gotten to you and me fucking quick as all hell, because, you know, you're in PA anyways. I'm in fucking CT.
Seeing so, like, Philadelphia is only, like, 4 hours or so away.
Yeah, right? And we still haven't gotten shit yet.
Yeah. It's a little extreme.
Makes you wonder if she... What? Did she send them out from PA? Or did she send them out, like, while on the road?
I don't fucking know. That shouldn't even really matter. It still shouldn't take that long.
That's what I'm going to ask her.
But I don't know. But apparently eBay made a big deal of me getting 10 positive things on my eBay, and they gave me a gold star. They're like, I sure hope you, I don't know, print this out or something to share it proudly and shit. I was like, what the fuck? Like, am I back in fucking elementary school? I got to share my gold stars?
Yes.
Like, of course I got positive feedback for shit, man. Because when I buy shit, I buy shit because I have the money at the time. I'm not going to bullshit people on the internet. I'm not going to order something when I don't have any money, you know, just so people could yell at me.
Yeah. Let's see. Yeah, but apparently during last week's fucking snowstorm that we had, they ended up shutting down fucking Route 84 from Connecticut all the way into fucking Pennsylvania. And anybody who was caught on the road got a fucking ticket. Yeah, man, they ended up closing the fucking highway down from, Connecticut to fucking Pennsylvania during the last snowstorm.
Why?
Fuck if I know. All I know is they did it. And, anyone that was caught on the fucking highway would get a ticket.
How would you get on the highway if it's closed down?
Some people still decided to fucking drive on fucking I-84.
But shouldn't they have had roadblocks?
And they had signs, and people didn't. People were like, I didn't see the sign.
Come on, man! Signs aren't gonna stop people.
Yeah, no, man, because it was the fucking governor who wished it to be shut down.
Well, he fucking failed.
No shit.
If you're going to block off a road, man, block off a road so people can't go on it.
Man, our governor's an idiot. But I will say this, he's actually doing one thing that's smart, if it happens. He's fucking raising the minimum wage to $10.10. So if it goes through, I'll be making a shitload. I'll be making the same amount of money that I made back in the fucking hospital.
You see that? And now all you do is push carts.
Yeah.
You get more for less.
Yeah, right? I'm gonna miss it, all right. Damn fucking street performer.
Yeah, street performers.
You need some fucking backup. Bitch, what the fuck you need backup for? You ain't a cop.
I want to know when the hell people go to the store and buy every single wrestling action figure.
Yeah, right?
Like, why are the shelves always bare?
Bad fuck if I know.
Or, like, half the damn things you don't ever see in a store. Like, let's see, who did they have? They had Daniel Bryan, Kane, and Mark Henry.
Yeah, now you're stuck there, bitch.
I kind of felt sorry for the only Mark Henry action figure just chilling there. You're just hanging there like, that's what I do.
Yeah, I'm just hanging here. That's just what I do.
It is. And it's still very sickening to see how much people love Roman Reigns.
Yeah.
Like, maybe if he did something impressive, you know. Still waiting.
Yeah, that's never gonna happen.
He's been there for over a year now. He hasn't done anything to impress me.
Yeah, right. Man, I gotta love it when you can just fucking destroy people's cars.
So you should play the song I put up here by Scum.
I can definitely do that. Go down to Scum, there's somebody in the L's, R's. Face to face? No, I don't. Which one?
On my way to my casket.
Ah, here we go.
A murder-suicide yesterday went down in front of a number of witnesses. Today, police released the 911 calls of neighbors and others who tried to get help after the shooting in the parking lot.
The first thing I saw was the people laying everywhere, falling and crawling.
But she's gasping for air. She's trying. I heard her screaming, sir. She was screaming,
out a little liquor for the dead and put it alone in 45 up to my motherfucking head. Ready to go and meet my maker or his nemesis in hell. That's more likely I'm prepared for the heat and the sulfur smell. Might as well go and bite a fucking bullet. Finger wrapped around the trigger and I'm not afraid to pull it. Not afraid to dig a razor deep into my fucking wrist. If my gun was to misfire or somehow the bullet missed my brain. Cause I'm alive but I want to remain. Having to deal with the pain. Getting labeled insane by the media. But fuck them all, reporters do his lies. They just wanna lock me up in a padded room. I'd rather die. Barricaded in this house, surrounded by the state police. All my hostages are dead, now it's my turn to rest in peace.
Tighten the noose around my neck. I'm really feeling like there ain't nothing left. Oh.
In an attempt to warm up and get some light throughout this long December night. Just too cold to sleep or else I would have dreamt. Fuck the days when life was perfect and I had a fucking job. Had the water lights and even cable hair. Had a girl I loved so much that was before I slit her throat. But she's dead and I can feel my end is near. Lost my job in the recession, could no longer pay my bills. And the bitch who left me for another man. For a while I had to hunt him so that I could go confront him. Though it didn't go according to my plan. By the time they find the bodies mutilated by my knife, there'll be no one to arrest cause I'm about to take my life.
Tighten the noose around my neck. I'm really feeling like there ain't nothing left. Oh.
You can take it cause I doubt I'm gonna make it. Any longer ready to vanish, not believing in afterlife. I don't want this pain.
Fuck this pain.
I don't need this pain. Wanted to pass it to somebody, willing to kill my mind and body, not to suffer it again because it's driving me insane.
Fucking dope, man.
What's up?
That shit's fucking dope, man.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't really listen to Scum, but somebody posted that song earlier. I was like, I'm gonna listen to this.
I'm gonna listen to this.
You know, it makes the occasional decent track that I like.
Yeah, man, fucking Smalls One did a good job with the vocals, the chorus up on that shit.
Yeah, at least he's not trying to sound like Scum in this song.
Yeah.
I don't know, I'm guessing that's an old song, though.
I think it is.
Because they always have new CDs on and shit.
I can't die.
You just say I can't die.
Yes.
What the hell, that guy's name's Rick Ross. But it's a white guy.
Well, maybe Rick Ross is now white.
Yeah, no, that's not it.
Are you sure? Man, I gotta kill a fucking pigeon in the fucking nighttime.
Oh no. The hell kind of mission is that?
But fuck if I know.
Shit, man. After hearing all that, man, the episode that I'm playing on the Walking Dead sounds a lot better.
Man, you have no idea how fucking retarded this is. This shit is. Man, what the fuck? How the fuck do you see a pigeon in the fucking nighttime? Seriously.
I don't know. But I'm just saying, man, on that Walking Dead game, man, like, these people wanted to make a trade for gas for food and shit like that. And they took us to their house. And then they turned out to be, like, cannibals and shit. I was like, what the hell? So we got to see how that ends. But they're about to sit down to dinner and shit, man, you know. Turns out they were going to be eating infected human meat. You know, because just like in the game, just like on the show, you know, you're pretty much a zombie no matter what happens to you.
Yeah.
Which will never make any sense.
Yeah, definitely. I mean,
because you're supposed to be getting bit by zombies and turning into a zombie, but no matter what happens, if you die, you come back as a zombie.
Yeah. Sorry, Mr. Texan Man, but you gotta die.
Say Taxi Man.
Yeah. Man, one of these cars are gonna move while on fire.
There you go, Havoc. Here's a nice pill. Slim quick. It'll magically make you skittier.
Yeah, sure it will.
100% good. Nothing bad. That's what this commercial just said.
Yeah, man. Damn, these things came out of nowhere. Yeah, you have new fucking villains in this game, too, just so you know.
There weren't very many villains in the first one.
Yeah. Well, there's a shitload of new ones now.
What the hell is this? Why are they dressing up like fucking chicks?
Why are you dressing up as a chick?
No, man. Fucking Robin Bigger dressing up like chicks.
That's just disturbing. On so many levels.
And it really is.
Oh, here comes the Popo. I see him. They're in my sight. Go kill him.
Man, I didn't even realize that Rob was that granny right there. Man, he could really pass for an old lady, though.
Man, that's just even more disturbing.
You got fucking Big Black right now looking like fucking Rick James.
Bomb scare. Maybe
it's nothing, but you can't be too careful in this town.
Hey, how the heck go? Damn. I think I just found another bomb. Oh, well, okay, he's R2 to fucking defuse it. Motherfucker, why didn't you just tell me this to begin with? Faggot.
Game responds, then there's something wrong.
Yeah, karma is unchanged. Yes, I know. How much fucking money do I have left now? Yeah! I get a new fucking thing. I don't know what the hell this is gonna do, but we'll find out. Yeah.
I don't remember money either.
That flash yard is going to be easy picking.
What the hell does the money do?
You don't need to brutalize these people.
You don't have to brutalize these people, Havoc.
Yes, I do.
Hey, Cole. You know what? I hit up all my old connections, but the closest I have come to fighting Wolf is Bertrand's interrogator. Now, the guy's currently winning it really big at blackjack, but he should be just holding on.
Yeah.
I tail him myself. But
oh. What the fuck is this dude? I'm supposed to be... Sorry, motherfuckers, I ain't got time to fucking play monkey with y'all.
the track. How about some more scum?
Everyone is dead, they're saying horrorcore is dead. Sick cause wicked shit is dying, no more hope ahead. Bitching cause they shelves be empty, MCDs don't sell. Fuck them all, I keep on grinding till I burn in hell. Guess the ship is really sinking, rats are trying to flee. Switching styles but no one even wants their ship for free. Set hop, I resent, watch these faggots run. Core hop represents, let me get my gun. Putting a couple of hollow points up in their fucking back. Rappers get to claim my genre, saying the shit is whack. No one gives it any credit, saying there's no hope. Motherfuckers, their religions got strung out of dope. No one wants to drop an album, it won't sell enough. Venues will not book a concert, and the shit is rough. We're still standing fast to love us, so we stay and fight. Till we're dead, the shit ain't dying, underground unite. Respect, unite, support the underground until the last of us are dead and buried 6 feet deep. Respect your fans, they are the underground, the ones that sell the right to die. Those you have to keep, unite the scene. We all are part of it, not horrorcore and wicked shit, it's all the fucking same. Support the ones who put their heart in it, cause only then we fit to grow and come up in this game. Hopping around the fucking stage at my every show. Those that see me turn the shit up know that it is so. When I'm touring, but be pouring under mosh pit floors. Fans are blind enough to see us at the venue doors. For many hundreds and some crowds attend. It don't matter cause I value every single fan. Ban my shit, I book another show. Rent me out, you're down to back for more. Never stop and never quit, never give it up. Bitch don't tell me to retire or I'll fuck you up. Few more years left inside me and I'm gonna do what I can for our genre till I'm fucking through. Tell the fans I wanna listen to my raps no more. Steady spitting, heavy hitting, claiming horrorcore. This is gore, fucking pissing on the quitter's graves. We ain't stopping till we're dropping like the mold that drains. Respect, unite, support the underground until the last of us are dead and buried 6 feet deep. Respect your fans, they are the underground, the ones that sell the right to die. Those you have to keep, unite the scene. We all are part of it, not horrorcore and wicked shit, it's all the fucking same. Support the ones who put their heart in it, cause only then we fit to grow and come up in this game. Genre got too many rappers, I don't give a fuck. Even if they over-rapping, I will test my luck. Don't be scared of competition, little whiny bitch. If you say you want to get me, I am in your reach. From the butcher lives in Denver at 2338. South Lafayette, you faggots, bring your fucking hate. Come correct on the stretch and you'll be going home. When I bust you with the cordless right upside your dome. Give my life for what I'm doing, not afraid to take. One to two, you didn't think so, that was your mistake. Fake motherfuckers say my cause is hopeless. Think you need a fucking dick up cause we're spitting dopeness. Pop less motherfucking necks and clear your head. Or else I'ma swing my ass and leave you dead. I would die for all my fans, that would die for me. We will resurrect the genre, you just wait and see. Respect, unite, support the underground until the last of us are dead and buried 6 feet deep. Respect your fans, they are the underground, the ones that sell the right to die. Those you have to keep, unite the scene. We all are part of it, not horrorcore and wicked shit, it's all the fucking same. Support the ones who put their heart in it, cause only then we fit to grow and come up in this game. Respect, unite, support the underground. Respect, unite, support. Respect, unite, support the underground. Respect, unite, support. Respect, unite, support the underground. Respect, unite, support. Respect, unite, support the underground. Respect, unite, support.
And we are back.
Are you threatening me?
Yes. Man, Miley Cyrus has a fucking sister.
What?
Miley Cyrus has a fucking sister.
Let's see.
That's as big of a whore as fucking Miley is?
No, I sure hope not.
Ha 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 ha
Commander KG's is like, what the fuck is this dude? Your big black screen of fuck. What the hell?
You smell of dead roadkill baking in the Arizona sun, my friend.
Well, that's amazing you would say that as part of my new cologne line I'm working on. Dead roadkill baking in the Arizona sun. It's kidding it.
You're amazing.
Yeah, amazing.
Yeah, funny thing is, these dudes really do smell too, by the way.
Right, that's why I can see
they
it's gonna
smell?
Be
a big... Why do they smell?
Man, because they fucking rock those fucking outfits all the fucking time.
Other than the fact that we're both eons above everything else in rock and roll.
Are you saying they never shower?
Yes.
Yeah, it's pretty fucking gross.
Do it yourself attitude. Screw everybody else. We're doing our own thing. Follow up your wife and dog. Yeah, we never seen the
gold. You know, that's the one thing I agree with Odorous.
Yeah, we're also good looking. I mean, we could be in the same band.
And that is?
Everything to do with the underground do-it-yourself attitude. Screw everybody else. We're doing our own thing. Follow if you want. If you don't, get the hell out.
Right there.
Yeah, we never seen the go away. We never
follow it. Don't get the hell out.
Yeah. Yeah, but everybody says that.
Well, yeah. There we go. Talking on Spice Girls. You ready for the wannabe ghetto?
Yeah, it's the video with the girl with her nipples all hard in the whole video.
Yep, Scary Spice.
Here's the Spice Girls with Wannabe. If you wanna be my lover, you gotta get with my friend. Love your life forever, friendship never ends. If you wanna be my lover.
Oh, group of kids. Here's the Spice Girls. Whoa, no way.
Spice boys. Spice mama, spice dad. Spice boys, spice mama, spice dad.
I like it when this chick works out on my bin. Yeah, that's the one I like right there. Spooky spice, there you go.
Spooky spice.
Four spice girls and one spice man. They said her name was Old Spice.
But I gotta say, I was sadly disappointed because yet again, Lil Wayne and then they fuck up.
Yeah. They did nothing.
Yeah. They kept complimenting Busta Rhymes the entire time.
The non-resounding result. Although, no, yeah, you're right. New Kids on the Block just recently did an innovative success.
Yes, I gotta get a through it.
Which is crazy because, like, what youngsters nowadays don't understand, these
laws. No, I want to know how Shaggy knows only certain things.
Yeah, right.
Because, like, he don't know presidents and shit. He don't know most music, but he knows New Kids on the Block.
Yeah, I know. What the fuck is that about?
Without the makeup, no offense.
But I don't know, I think the best thing said on that show is like, I would just love for my sons to beat his ass. Talk about Justin Bieber.
Yeah, that
was
the way to
a lot of people don't know this. A lot of people don't know this, but War started out as the Spice Girls.
We were the Spice Girls cover band.
Man. He wants to see a video with Spice Girls and Gwar together. What the fuck is that with you, brother?
There's only one vagina on this planet big enough for me, and it belongs in a blue whale.
There's only one vagina big enough. It's for me, and it belongs in a blue whale. What the fuck, Odorous?
I've been waiting for this.
with those big ass moon boots on.
Funny thing enough, he was actually this fucking weird even during the interview.
I'm sure he was.
Finally, Father Jason started freaking out the minute he saw fucking Otis's ass.
Yes, we will see you in the tunnels, brother. In the tunnels.
Fucking Otis gets up here. And OJ gets in a fucking face full of that.
Yes.
Face full of ass from fucking Otis.
Take us into the future.
It's time for Photon Flavor.
Photon.
Whoa. The tip of his nose screws on and off.
The tip of his nose screws on and off. What the fuck?
Betty White playing Columbo.
Who's got the
goblin?
Whoa.
Goblin
dressed
out of clay. He seemed to be dressed up as an old lady. Keith Richards from the Rolling Stones. It used to be, maybe. Keith Richards from the Rolling Stones. Now it's just some walking dead cast member.
Oh, that's
the
Jersey Shore guy. He's pretty fresh. The freshness is fading.
He's going to be 50-something years old and still with a old bucket of gel in his hair. That's not going to be awesome. Well, don't quit your day job,
Paulie
B. His day job quit him.
What the fuck? Just the tip of the looking faded. He got Shawn Michaels.
This is Justin Timberlake on some of whatever Cameron Diaz is taking.
Oh, that's Robert Pattinson from Twilight, the vampire dude. Oh, that's Pattinson. Hey! I love this movie. Keep those hot flicks coming, brother.
Shit, where's this guy's lips?
He bit off his own lips. Yeah, Simon Cowell bit off his own lips. Man, like, I never knew fucking Eddie Murphy made music until this fucking show.
Until that episode, yes.
Like, what happened? I mean, he fucking quit. I guess apparently the music didn't work out for him.
Well, no, not after that song.
No.
How you feel about WWE Network gonna air the pay-per-view that Owen Hart died on?
The fuck. So you mean we get to see him die again?
Question is, will you see it or will it be edited out?
Yeah. We'll find out.
Mercedes Jamal, please, are you only out?
But man, yo, that fat dude fucking ring is trying to run through the ice. He's a dumbass.
Let me tell you something, a fire breaks out in my house.
Yeah, the sad thing about that is, man, I've seen that video.
There was no fire alarm.
Right, I took all the batteries out of my fire alarm and they beep all the time for no reason.
They bother me. Like,
man, me too, man.
Yeah, you're all fucked.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that, though.
Everybody panic!
And your touchpad. What the fuck's a touchpad?
It's forgotten freshness.
It's forgotten freshness. That's the only time she ever sounded so excited.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So get him, man. Does your girl want to party all the time, too?
Yeah, why do you think you don't ever see her?
Yay, my bill's officially fine, fully paid off.
The smash mega blockbuster hit.
Bill for what?
Walmart.
I knew they had a hit.
Yay.
I ain't got to pay it anymore. I can focus on everything else. Hulu Plus, the WWE Network. That's it. And
Hulu Plus. Hulu Plus, because that's important.
That's the only place I can actually find good some really good anime.
Yeah, I highly doubt that.
Let me see what's up, anybody. This fucking shows... in Michigan.
Although I was being told about some anime thing or whatever that had to do with sex magic.
Must be talking about Sekiro.
I don't know what the fuck it's called.
I'll have to find it out. Man, talk about the fact that I was playing that game you were talking about a couple nights, like last night, fucking Shadow Mania, or Shadow, whatever it is.
Oh, now you're playing that game.
Yeah, I only got the 20%. I got the 20%.
You must not know 90s things.
That's not even giving me 90s things.
What the hell is it giving you?
Some really random shit, like fucking... Oh, that's Homer, okay.
Oh, it's giving you characters.
Yeah, now it is.
Yeah, man, we were killing that.
It looked a box.
Although it was pretty funny, Tara posted up one earlier. She's like, I can't think of this. And I was like, Mall Madness. And then some girl commented after me, Mall Madness. I'm like, bitch, I already got it right. What the hell?
Rate app for 200 free coins. Sure, I'll rate it.
So now whenever Havoc's stuck, he's going to be posting this shit on Facebook. What is this?
Yeah, no, fuck that.
Like, there was a picture of a brawl or something on there. They wanted to know what it was.
A fucking brawl? Really?
Yeah, like, it was a pair of some titties and a bra. Like, what is this?
But, you know, I should do that just to piss off fucking, Boone.
Wait. Piss off Boone. Everything pisses off Boone.
Yeah, but Boone mentioned the fact that if you post up something like, what is this? Up on fucking Facebook, he'll fucking delete you.
Go ahead, man. Post up something. And see if he deletes you.
He probably will. I won't give two fuck.
I highly doubt he will.
I'm killing this fucking game now. Yeah.
Havoc's one of those people that has to have his volume on full blast.
Not great. Who the fuck is that? Now, why the fuck did they give me a picture of Justin Bieber? And SpongeBob. The fuck is that? Damn it, they didn't want to tell me. So, I'll just guess. Oh, it's a thing of grapes. Look, the hatchet.
Think of grapes.
Yeah.
Unless you're doing fucking characters, what the hell?
I thought I was. What the fuck is that supposed to be? Oh, okay, the fence. Shopping. Look, a lion. The lion says, roar. The fuck is that supposed to be? I'm going to take a picture of it. I'm going to have somebody help me with this fucking, help me with this one.
Maybe Boone will answer.
Man, I should post it on Boone's wall. Like, hey, Boone, what is this?
That'd be really funny.
J.R. Mosley. Share a photo. I bet she's doing it too.
Good.
Hey, Boone. What is this?
Is he online right now?
No, but you'll see it the minute it is. That's a lot of trouble, too. Nah, I don't know what. Oh, wait. Maybe I do. Shit is. Like, I really don't know what the fuck that thing is. To get more fucking, wow, you don't get more coins for this shit. What the fuck, man? Why can't you just tell me what the fuck it is? Well, fuck you too.
Want to know something funny?
Yo.
You could look up cheats for that fucking game on Google.
Really?
Sadly, yes.
Shadow.
Just put in the level that you're on.
I'm on level 25. Man, I don't want the characters, motherfucker. Level 25. Attack 1. All level entrance. Yes, that's what I want.
Even cheats of this game.
Yes, I wonder what the fuck this thing is. Billiards, okay.
What is it?
Billiards.
The fuck is that?
Yeah, I'm a fool.
Huh?
Pool. You know, like in the...
Okay.
Well, you know, but at least I asked Boone what it was.
Yeah, that's all that matters.
Look like a cheerleader. Now, if only that should look like a cheerleader. Oops. I put a fucking cheerleader. Hey, look, it's Mickey Mouse. MOCKEY MOUSC.
Wow, you almost fucked that up.
Bamboo. Motherfucker, I don't want to fucking apps. Get rid of those damn apps before I shoot your ass. Motherfucker, I'm gonna kill you. He counted back saying, who gives a shit?
Well, I guess Boone's not going to help.
Yep.
Even though you know the answer already.
Yeah, right? Man, how much more base is going to try to call in, Blake? I can't call in and yell at these motherfuckers.
Don't worry. I'll show up tomorrow if that's the case.
That's just funny that it pisses them off.
Well, looks like you're still there, though.
For now.
What the hell is that? Somebody got a baby cake.
A what?
A baby cake, and they're about to eat its head.
Oh, fuck.
Who gets a baby cake?
Uh,
we should give one the bone.
Babies. Babies are not for dinner. They're for dessert now.
Yeah, right.
I'll go back to the other guy. I think I'll piss.
Man, look at that, man. It looks realistic as fuck. He just cut his head open.
What's it filled with?
It's a cake, man.
Yeah, but come on, man. Everybody's funny, like, if someone put, like, fucking strawberry or some, or, like, chocolate filling, or cherry filling, like, to make it look like blood.
No, it was just your typical, you know, icing and cake.
Well, that's no fun. Man, lucky for me, I'm going shopping tomorrow, so I'll be buying some fucking cake, and maybe I'll see if I can find a baby cake.
I'm sure you're not going to find a baby cake in your stores. If anything, you'll probably just find a baby.
Oh, I guess I could try cutting that thing open and see if there's any frosting and icing.
Something against Oasis?
Yeah. Well, at least I can beat this game in a heartbeat.
Yeah, because I gave you the cheat codes.
Yeah.
Cheater. You should play the game. Don't forget the lyrics on there.
Yeah, fuck out of here.
See how well you do on that.
I'd be screwed.
Like, my sister was playing that shit, man. She had old ass fucking songs and shit nobody even heard of. So they just sat there and fucking looking through Google and shit. What are the lyrics to this? Cheating their way all the way through.
But damn it, why is it when, you know, whenever, you know, someone says, if you do such and such, I'm going to delete you. But they never do it.
Yeah, but see, the thing about that is, if I say it, I mean it.
Yeah, right? Do you know your countries and flags? No.
Oh, shit, Havoc, man, you're in luck, man. They got a Wahlberg show coming on that you can watch.
A what?
It's going to be a new series called Wahlbergs, as in all the Wahlberg people is, Mark Wahlberg and all that.
Yeah, fuck that.
I think it's funny because you hate that guy, but yet I like that guy.
But that guy needs to retire and go the fuck away. Go to Florida.
Speaking of Florida, I thought it was funny on the news that it was 2 degrees somewhere, and then down in Florida it was like 78.
Yeah, like, what the fuck is that shit?
Like, damn, man.
Wait, come on. 2 degrees somewhere, but down there.
Fuck, fucking 80 degrees. And yet, apparently, they still fucking end up freezing somehow.
Man, I hope at some point it'll be warm as hell up this way, and then just Florida would be frozen.
Man, that'd be perfect.
That would be really funny.
Hell yeah.
And then we get to see about all them people complaining how cold it is.
Yeah. Well, apparently parts of Florida, it does get fucking cold, apparently.
Yeah, I'm sure it don't. What's cold? Like 50 degrees?
Yeah. Them 50 degrees is cold, apparently.
Yeah, that's just ridiculous.
I think a rat. Motherfucker, I don't need those fucking things anymore. Motherfucker, stop giving me other games to fucking go through. And maybe I'll actually fucking do better.
No.
Now this one, I don't even need to fucking help with at all. Because if you don't know the Autobots fucking insignia by now, you're fucked. I just think it's funny though, still. That's how fucking Boone goes. Who gives a shit?
Well, did you expect him to actually answer?
No. I just expected him to delete me.
Well, now we could say that he's a liar.
Yeah. You need to stop giving me the damn fucking apps and shit to fucking add. I don't add them. Well, this is the most simplest one. ET. Keyboard. Horse. A horse is a course. Man, I should bookmark this fucking page so that for whenever I decide to fucking go back to this. There's gotta be a few things in here that I don't even know what the fuck they are. How many fucking packs are there? Oh, 20 packs. I'm halfway there. But when the fuck is it start to give me Goku? That'd be fucking dope.
Why would that be dope?
Oh man, give me Batman, Darth Vader, R2-D2.
Messages.
Yep, Winnie Payton.
What
did
she say?
She goes, all the seeds were sent out. That's not what I asked. I asked, did you send out while in PA or on the road? She goes, all the seeds were sent out. Did you not get yours yet? You should any day now.
Any day now.
Yeah. It's been a fucking week.
No, Now I'd understand if I was on the other side of the world.
Yeah, I mean, come on, man, you're closer to her than I am.
Yeah, I'm only a couple hours away, Whitney. But yet I have to wait over a week to get a CD.
Yeah, get on, give me there any day now.
Any day now, it's a great answer.
Yeah.
I no longer blame the Postal Service.
Yeah. We now blame you.
First it was the flyer. Now it's this.
Yeah.
Strike two with you.
Already now it's a strike three.
Yeah, yet I'm still supporting you. What the fuck?
I don't know, man. We're just crazy like that.
I guess so.
Yeah, I'll be here any day, according to her. But I should be here by now.
Today.
Yeah, better be here today, otherwise we're going to fucking boycott your ass.
Or, beaming you with these big chunks of ice out in my yard.
Yeah. He'll throw it in his back just to fucking pick up those beams of ice.
Because, man, all of the ground here is frozen.
Yeah, that's why I threw some fucking table salt under the ice here.
No, I'm telling you, everywhere is fucking frozen.
Well, at least you get to go ice skating.
Man, I almost did, man, because first my dog was sliding on the ice, and then I walked into this one, I was sliding on the ice. I was like, man, we both almost took a dive.
But I thought that would be funny, though.
Yeah, because it was in the middle of the street. It probably would have been funny. Getting busted.
Yeah.
I need some help here.
Where's Womb with the view, damn it? Why is it not there?
But yeah, the snow's going to stop until about Sunday.
So, where the fuck did this bitch come out of?
Her mother.
No, I hope so. Nah, man,
what?
Jackie Solis.
Who the fuck is that?
She used to fucking tune in the Juggalo Rider radio.
How come I don't know who the fuck that is?
Fuck him out, though. I think it's before your time.
It's okay.
She used to call him drunk and like a motherfucker so many times.
Well, there's been a lot of those people.
Yeah, it's just weird that she just came out of nowhere.
And where did she show up at?
Facebook. I'm like, where the fuck did she come from?
She
just asked me out of nowhere. I see.
Oh, she added you. There we go.
Yeah, Jackie Solis, friend of Malcolm McCoverty. Like, where the fuck did you come from, bitch?
Oh, well, that's why. She's friends with Malika. That's why I don't know her.
Well, she used to be friends with me, too, back on fucking MySpace. But I haven't talked to her since MySpace.
But you see that it turned out that Malachi was still my friend on Facebook because that day he commented about the pudding.
Yeah. You know what, Boone, since you didn't fucking delete me, I'll just do it for you. Really, Jackie? What the fuck is up, Chuck? You're so clever, bitch.
Tell her that's not funny because you were just puking earlier.
My girl likes to party all the time. Party all the time.
Same commercial, man. Fucking this dude puts on deodorant, man, and then his kids come in and start rubbing his armpits.
What the fuck?
Do your kids do that too, Vic?
No, I would smack my kids if they came fucking rubbing my fucking armpits. Bad kid. No fucking rubber my pits here. What do you mean, like, why do your kids even need to fucking come up and go start rubbing your fucking armpits for, bitch? Look, I found it.
Found one.
You'll see. It's a classic.
Song right now?
Yeah. I found a pull-out track. Find some way to fucking make it so way it doesn't, the titles are so bad people fucking figure out who the fuck it is.
Good luck with that.
Like, can you guess who this is?
Like, anybody even fucking guess anyway.
Yeah, right.
So how about I was talking to Cho earlier, though?
Holy shit, he's alive.
Yeah. But apparently he's homeless.
No fuck. Motherfucker's got all kinds of problems. First he's in rehab. Now he's homeless.
Yeah, he was in rehab for hearing voices in his head, apparently.
What the fuck?
Apparently that's what psychosis is. Hearing voices in your head and seeing shit that's not really there.
Well, you can blame that all on his fucking, Molly's.
Yeah, really, that's one thing you can blame it on. Like, I mean, a lot of people hear voices in their head and shit.
Yeah, but he was so fucking hopped up on fucking Molly's all the fucking damn time.
But, yeah, he no longer has a job.
Yeah, no one has a place to live. Oh, well, he ain't coming here.
But apparently, I don't know, he said something about his mom and shit or whatever. I was like, well, I hope you guys find somewhere to live in. He's like, man, it's just me that's homeless. I was like, what the fuck?
the fuck? So does you. What about your mom? Why don't you go stay with her?
Yeah, like, what the fuck?
the worst fucking vegetable ever. Peas. Yeah. I'm just saying, who in the right mind actually likes fucking peas?
You.
Oh, fuck out of here. Yeah,
man,
stand that nasty ass vegetable.
Man, I kind of want that dude's t-shirt right there.
What dude's t-shirt?
This dude's DC shirt. Wonder if I can find that shirt.
Maybe.
Probably doesn't come any larger than a 2X, though.
Probably not.
I like how they make, like, big people shoes, though, but not, like, fat people clothes. Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
Man, that dude just did an ollie off that guy's face.
Man, like, I love how this place calls fucking... Did this game call people rednecks?
What game is that?
Fucking, Infamous 2. Like, the fucking, Militia, they just call them fucking rednecks.
What the hell, man? This is a big change in games, man, from the first one to the second one.
Yeah, right.
You got racist ass people in there and stupid missions. Like killing pigeons.
Yeah. Racism.
But that Walking Dead game, man, that's definitely not for children.
Yeah, no.
There's a lot of swearing in it. Like, the option was like, let her go, or, you fucker. But they don't even use fuck in the Walking Dead TV show, no.
Yeah, right.
They just say, like, shit. Things like that. Well, speaking of racist bastards, the dude that was on there, he was a racist dude. Because your character that you are is black.
Damn it, motherfucking rednecks. Die already!
That is not the militia. That is the Klan.
I gotta find somebody to get on that boat and kill these fuckers.
No, not more boats.
Yeah. More boats.
Great. Next, they're gonna make you fix the bridge again.
And I hope not.
Gotta watch out for the water. Yeah, man, because the minute you fucking step into the water, you fucking end up dying.
Yeah.
Or you just end up killing yourself.
Your problem.
Jeez. You're always so angry with your games.
Oh, that's what they said to me. What's your problem?
Sounds good. Peace.
Be back tomorrow night.